Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, a really good week. You know, obviously a strong field with some really good players there, a couple of top 10 players in the world. So to play the way I did, I was, you know, I was in contention pretty much all week. You know, a lot of improvements with my game, and yeah, very happy, I'd say, with the week. Very happy.
And of course, as you say, you shared the lead for more or less a day and a half with the eventual winner, Renato Paratore. How do you think that experience of being top of the leaderboard will help you in future tournaments?
I think it's good. You know, I've won tournaments before on, you know, slightly lower levels, but in those tournaments, you know, you have to go through, you know, experiences, and you have to go through days like yesterday and weeks like yesterday to learn, you know, what it's like to be under those sorts of pressures. I feel like I deal with the pressure well, and I feel like my game, you know, is good enough to win, and got to keep giving myself the chances, really. The more chances I have, the more, you know, the more looks I get, and eventually I will get that win.
Absolutely, and finishing in the upper echelons of the leaderboard, some stellar names in there as well. Nicholas Coulthart, Lee Westwood, who you were tied with as well. How much confidence does that give you that you're able to sort of compete with these big, well-known names on the golfing tour?
In my head, you know, obviously I'm confident in my own abilities, and you know, I believe in myself, and I know I can do it. But you know, when you do play these tournaments and you're playing against these big names, it's nice to see yourself out there, and I'm obviously fighting for the tournament for sure.
And you're already in Austria for the European Tour's Lioness Open. What do you hope to take from the Nordea Masters into this tournament this week?
You know, obviously game's in good shape. Been working really hard on my putting and short game lately, and that's really coming good over the last two, three weeks. So just continue working, get a little bit better off the tee, and yeah, hopefully contend again this week. I feel like, you know, I'm on, you know, a good run of form, and I'm playing well enough to get out there, let alone win. So the goal this week is to get out there again and give myself another chance to win.
Just finally, Max, as a European Tour rookie, how do you feel you've performed so far this year on the tour? What positives have you taken from the tournaments that you've played in so far?
I think I've performed pretty well, pretty steady. I've only missed a couple of cuts. One of them was a mistake on my behalf, but you know, I feel like I've been steady. I've got an experience now of what it feels like to be out there on the weekend, and you know, I stayed up there the whole of Saturday and gave myself a chance. So I feel like it's been a good year with very limited playing opportunities, but they're only sort of almost halfway through the year, so there's, you know, a lot of golf left, and hopefully I can get that win under my belt before the end of the year.